In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We always speak of Christianity being a religion, a faith, a way of life, of equality, of fairness. But I want to confuse that just a little bit today and say that to be Christian is also to practice inequality at the same time. Of course, not inequality in righteousness, not inequality in holiness, but inequality in the practice of sin in the world. Because we are going to be faced with sin. We are going to be faced with injustice. We are going to fall victim to many things in this world. But we are not supposed to respond by the same measure. Because it doesn't make sense. Because it is unloving. Because it is ungracious. It's important for us to look at how God wants us to be. He wants us to be like Him. He wants us to have discernment, to discern when we respond in the same measure, in the same way, and when to respond completely differently. We respond in the same way to others when they give us love and respect. And that's easy. That's a simple equation. The difficulty is to be faced by such ugliness in the world, such unfairness, to be faced by so much that treats us in a very different way, but to be called to be righteous. To see so much before us that is done that is completely opposite to what we are called to do, yet not be affected by it. It's easy to become affected by it. It's easy to just become part of the big picture. We justify it to ourselves. This is the world, it's all the same. This is how we live. This is how you must be to get on in life. Well, if this is how we must be to get on in life, then we don't need to get on in life in that way. Because we swap the life we have eternally for the life we have here. We swap the blessings and the eternity that we can practice and experience with the small short-term benefit we get here. It's easy to become tainted by this world, to become tainted by the practice and ethics and morality of this world. And please don't misunderstand me. Not everybody living in the world is dishonest. We know many, many honest and good people. We know many righteous and faithful people. But the way of the world will often push us into a sense of unrighteousness. And so you think, well, if that is the way of the world, if that's how we're living, then why should I be different? I should be different for a very simple reason, and that is that I have a mission. I'm not just here to live. I am here to make a difference. I am here to be light. I am here to be salt. I am here to proclaim a difference. I am here like John the Baptist. Sometimes possibly causing contention, but always speaking the truth. And the truth is what sets us free. I had a thought in the car as I was coming this morning, and that is that the absurdity of the statement that we often hear today, that no one has the whole truth. If I felt as a Christian that I did not have the whole truth, I would not be a Christian. Because the truth is God The truth is Christ. Now, I can be honest in that at the same time as being generous and courteous and loving and accepting of others who may not be the same. But the minute I concede that that is not the truth, then I take the shape and form of this world. I become something else. And please realize that being the truth and speaking the truth will sometimes come at a cost. But it is never a cost that we cannot pay. Because even if it comes at great cost to us personally, God will grace us with whatever shortfall we have. In courage, in perseverance, in strength, in grace. So the world does push us to certain directions, but we are always called to be different because we are asked to be the truth and live the truth and bear witness to the truth, whatever we do, whoever we deal with, in whatever situation we find ourselves. And glory be to God forever. Amen.